Today at Quirinam, December 16th. It's a Wednesday here on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. The Charing Seance Swami gave a fantastic talk to members of Sarvasadhana Church and pilgrims that arrived on the island today. Several have responded to the invitation of the Inner Search Alaska cruise. And you're all welcome to from San Diego. Damra, Hiteshwara, and someone I don't know from Luxembourg. Well, we have several questions today. Again, one from Luxembourg. It says here, how can one save oneself against sexual fantasies? Well, sexual fantasy is a lot of prana, a lot of energy created by the mind. That energy goes out and creates a form within your mind which responds back on your physical body. You can change the form of that prana at your will. So what we advise is to pick your favorite flower. Maybe it's a rose. Maybe it's another kind of flower. And take that ball of energy, which is or was a sexual fantasy, and turn it into a flower. Lift your energies up and warm your heart rather than other parts of your body, and give your love out to the world by making others happy. That's your real happiness. Of course, if you're referring to sexual fantasy as pornography on the internet, well, that's easy. Just turn off your computer. We have another one. What would you say to Dr. Kevorkian if you were to talk to him? Well, I'd say Dr. Kevorkian helps people to leave this planet voluntarily or to commit suicide, which they don't have the courage to do themselves, and which other doctors do too, quite by making mistakes and accidents. But he is a national figure because he is defying the laws. Well, I would say to Dr. Kevorkian, in Hinduism, we do have a method, and that is fasting to death and providing no one objects in the community of friends, family, and associates. That is the proper way to die if you're in such great pain. And there's a word for it, Priyopavesha. And according to Hindu scripture, this is the only acceptable form of voluntarily leaving your body. Wonderful Swami, associate of ours, performed Priyopavesha last year. He was in Bangalore. He wrote to us. And the reasons why, we did not object. And he wrote to Swamis all over the world in his local community of devotees, as well as the government, and all acknowledged his right. That's what we would tell Dr. Kevorkian. Don't interfere with the natural patterns of life. Suffering is good. It's not bad. It's good. But again, if you have something else to do, you don't want to miss your timing. And great souls sometimes leave their body because they do have something else to do. They want a birth in a good family, to do a certain job in a certain country. It's their choice. Here we have something else. This is really life and death below the belt. Is IUD an acceptable form of birth control? This is from Singapore. Well, I would say yes, it is. Though we're vegetarians, we don't have our nose up to labels in the supermarket all the time to see if there's a little egg in the cookies. We believe in the middle path. So don't worry about IUD, but do worry about abortion. Because scooping those little arms and legs out That is a sin. That is a sin. Get my meaning? Now we're still open for questions, and we hope that you will send the questions. We have a few requests for Living with Shiva. We're going to send that to you. We're also going to send to you the details about Inner Search Alaska. And come on board. Well, here we go. It's not exactly up, up, and away, but it is. Get on board. And we'll sail away, see the icebergs, but better than that, to see the inside of you. Whatever is there, you're going to see it. Good, bad, or indifferent. Be prepared. Om Namah Shivaya.